It is time for Radioga. So welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. As always, it's great to be here. Today, we're going to explore postures in yoga. And the word asana actually means, we translate it to mean posture. But the word asana from the ancient yoga sutras written by a yogic sage named Patanjali, asana was meant to be taking a seat in a position that is both firm while relaxed, and you attain that relaxation in a posture or a pose by breathing evenly and slowly. So if you want to find out more about the yogic breath, look at the files online and you can try breathing in slowly like a yawn and exhaling out like a sigh. But we're going to go ahead and explore Tadasana as our first standing posture. We'll practice it in a seated position first, and you can continue in the seated position if you prefer. So sitting in a chair, lengthening the spine, pressing down through the sits bones and spreading the toes wide. If you have a pair of shoes, you might want to kick them off. And you're going to press down through the heels, through the ball joints, through the toes, and lengthen up through the crown. Roll your shoulders forward with an inhale, up to the ears, back and down. If you can drop your hands by the sides of your legs, you can reach down through the fingertips. So you're really feeling stretch between the tailbone and the crown. Now, if you want to come to a standing position and try Tadasana, you're going to gently rise up out of your seat. Connect your feet to the earth and take a look down at your feet. See if you can create a parallel position as if you were standing on a kind of a narrow gauge railroad track, a set of railroad tracks. So toes are facing forward, heels are facing back. Your feet are even and you're pressing into heels, the ball joints of your toes and the toes. Arches are lifted. Reach your fingertips down beside your hips and push down through your fingertips as if you could drop them all the way to the ground, or as if you could extend vines through your fingertips to the ground. And then roll your shoulders again. Inhale forward, up to your ears, back and down. Lift your heart and also lift the crown. So you're not looking up at the sky, you're tucking the chin and reaching the very top of your head to the sky. Deep full breath in and out. You're going to bend your elbows, bring your hands to your shoulders, and then bring your hands over your ears, past your ears, and reach straight up into the sky, as if you're holding a volleyball or possibly a beach ball if that's more comfortable for your shoulders. So this is extended Tadasana, mountain posture. It's kind of the gateway to all standing postures. And now you're going to gently lower, bending the elbows, lowering the hands past the ears to the shoulders, and then let them drop back to your sides. We'll do that two more times with the breath. Inhale, fingertips to the shoulders, past the ears, all the way up as you inhale, and then exhale, bending the elbows, dropping hands past the ears to the shoulders, and let them rest by your side. So see if you can just hold Tadasana, extending through the legs, pressing into the ground. Bring your hands to your hips, bending the elbows. So you're kind of bending elbows straight out to the side, holding on to the pelvis or the waist. And imagine really pressing down through the feet as you stretch your waist. So you're grounding the pelvis and lengthening through the entire spine. So tailbone to crown, feel that same stretch you did in the seated position. And then relax, take a few deep breaths, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.